Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Hayriyos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we learned about the Kohen Mashiach who sinned, and afterwards, he was removed from his position as Kohen Gadol. Same is true for the Nasi, he sinned, and afterwards he lost his Malchus. In this Mishnah, we're going to learn what happens if he first loses his position and then sins. Again, Masechtes Hayriyos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Kohen Mashiach She'avar Mim Shichusai. If this Kohen Mashiach, again, that means he was anointed with the Shem and Mishka, left his position, and then he was over in Avera, the type of Avera that a Kohen Mashiach would normally bring a par Kohen Mashiach for. The Chein Hanasi Sha'avra Migdulas, the same is true for a king who left his position and then was over the Avera. The Achakachot, only then was Chaita. So the Mishnah says as follows. Kohen Mashiach may be par. The Kohen Mashiach still doesn't bring a regular chatas. He still brings a par. Because in a certain way, once a Kohen Gadol, he never completely loses the Kedusha. But Vahanasi Kehedyet, but a king who becomes an ex-king, he's like a regular person. Once he's removed from the throne, he doesn't have any special yichus. And if he sins, he brings the same chatas that a regular person brings. So once again, a Kohen Mashiach, who first lost his position and then sinned. Or for that matter, a Nasi, who first lost his throne and then sinned, have different halachis. The Kayan still brings the par, but the Nasi becomes like a regular person.